Acts chapter 5, verses 3 to 5. But Peter said, "Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land for yourself? While it remained, was it not your own? And after it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived this thing in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God." Then Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. I'm sure there's quite a variety of vacation plans among you, past and present. Some of you are going on mission helper trips, Africa, India, Nepal. Maybe some going to Mexico with your family. In both cases, you wouldn't have been surprised to hear somebody say, "Don't drink the water." But maybe somebody's going to the Canadian Rockies, since they're well known for their crystal clear cold melt water. You might be surprised to hear somebody say, "Hey, if you're hiking in the mountains there, don't drink the water." Isn't that cold melt water as pure and clean as it is clear? No. Even there, it can be infested with parasites, such as the one causing the illness sometimes called beaver fever. The water tastes as good as it looks, but a few hours later, you are abominably sick. Don't drink the water. One of the most common parasites that we drink is that of putting on airs. And we are all so sensitive to other people putting on airs that we react to it, sometimes very immediately. In fact, even the greatest hypocrites often very quickly act to expose someone else that they think is putting on a boastful appearance. And sometimes, just because we are indeed so sensitive to it, we self-righteously, falsely condemn someone else for hypocrisy. And sometimes, behind our hypocritical blinders, we fail to recognize, "I'm putting on a mask." This parasite flourishes in the cleanest water. So don't drink the water. Our text presents one powerful appeal that led then and leads people today to drink water containing this parasite of prideful preening. Ananias and Sapphira saw how Barnabas and others were honored for giving all their property to help others in the congregation. They wanted that praise of men. But they didn't want to give up all their property, so they lied. They wanted to be known forever, and they are, for the opposite reason that they planned. Here at the very beginning of the New Testament church, the Lord revealed the danger of this parasite of prideful preening to warn us, don't drink the water. He struck them down to make it absolutely clear that lying to one another is lying to God. That putting on a false appearance to impress others is not putting on Jesus. So put off such put-ons. Don't drink the water. One of the most dangerous things about hypocrisy is that behind its blinders, we often don't see ourselves. We may be blinded to our sexual sins because of the noble glow of, oh, this is true love. We may tuck under the blanket our failure to seek first the kingdom of God, tucking it under the blanket of other things are more necessary. Our cold heart towards God may claim that, hey, it's a tundra thaw, look at my goodness. But it's still permafrost underneath. So easily we can drink the parasite of putting on a false appearance without even seeing it. This parasite is in the water, it's in the air, it's in our own hearts. Don't drink the water. But Christ offers the pure, living water. In fact, the only water that is not only perfectly pure, but also purifies all who drink it. When we drink this water of Christ, the Holy Spirit takes off our blinders, reveals our put-ons, and opens our eyes to see that in Christ Jesus we have been made, you have been made, the pure, holy children of God. For Jesus put on your flesh and blood in order to fulfill the law in your behalf. He put that very flesh and blood on the cross of Calvary to wash us, to wash you clean from all your sins, even the sin of putting on airs. And in his resurrection, he puts on you the righteousness of God and the crown of eternal life in heaven. What an exchange! Sinners made holy by the living water of Christ, undeserved by us, foreign to our natural inclinations, but freely given to us in the living water of our living Savior, Jesus Christ. Why would we ever put on anything else? Drink any other water? Don't drink the water of hypocrisy. Life is drinking the living water of Christ, his salvation, and his blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. If you have the supplement, hand-colored, it's hymn number 800. If you have the LSB, reddish color, it's hymn number 922. We'll sing four stanzas. 920, I'm sorry.